When you are going a short distance, do you have an expression for that? If you're talking on the phone and you say, I'm going...
Over to.
Okay. What about a long distance? If you're going on a trip or something, you might say, I'm going...
I can't really think of anything.
What I'm wondering with those two is that, do you ever use a ways? Like, I'm going a little or a long... Do you ever use that?
No, it should be a long ways to...
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be used.
Okay. And if something is pretty rare, it's hard to find, you could call it what? I'm looking for S-C-A-R-C-E.
Yeah, right.
How is that pronounced?
Scarce.
Yeah,
scarce.
Is that something you'd say?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And...
It's a scarce item.
If yesterday you had to, let's just say, your car ran out of gas and it was a little away from the meter and you did this to it, what would you be doing to it?
Pushing it.
Okay, and in the past tense it would be I?
Pushed.
Okay, and then the opposite, if you went like this?
Pulled.
Okay. All right, a couple more. Did you ever have a railroad station in town?
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
Depot.
Okay. And if you have something, if you're on Main Street or wherever, and the Main Street's around here, another one's here, and you're on one corner and the other one's on somewhere else, what would you call that?
Catty corner.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word anti-goblin?
No, okay. I haven't.
All right. And if something or someone is moving like this, you would say they're what?
Weaving.
Okay. You ever use the term zigzag?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you say it for me?
Zigzag.
Okay. And when you're about to say, when you're saying goodbye to somebody or you're about to leave, what are some things you would say to them? What are some ways you have of?
See you later.
Okay. That's a good one. And that's it. Well, she didn't know these parts too well, so I was going to see if I could quiz you a little bit on them. First of all, let's look at that one. What is that whole thing?
That's a bridle.
Okay, and what is, we're going to try to look at the numbers here. What is number one?
It's a brow strap.
Okay, and number two?
Well, I'd call that a nose strap.
Okay, and three?
I don't remember that, but I don't.
Well, let's go on. Some of these you might not have even really ever had names for. So, four is probably the same type of deal as three. I could be wrong, but what other things do you know the names for? Like
six is a rain, seven is a bit.
Okay. And five, these two things, I guess. This isn't the best picture in the world either.
That looks like something that we would...
Some kind of strap.
English people would.
Maybe it's a little different. I think maybe it's a double round thing. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Sorry. Next one? No, that's perfect.
Not much of a cowboy.
Better one than me, believe me. And the next thing altogether is called a
saddle.
Okay. And number one?
The horn.
Okay. And number two?
Cattle.
Okay. Well, you got anything for three? I'm not sure what they're trying to do there, but
that looks like a strap we used to tie the lariat rope.
Okay. And four? Right here. I guess four and five may be connected. You know what that is?
What they call that?
Okay. Six, this part down here.
Six?
Yeah.
That'd be a skirt, would it?
Eight? Okay. yeah, sounds good. Seven, these things right here.
Well, that's a cinch. Okay. I'm a strap, cinch strap.
Okay, all right. And then eight, do you have a name for that? Some people do, some people really don't. Okay.
This is stirrup.
Okay, number 10. And number, these are number 13s.
That'd be the cinch.
Well, that would be the cinch.
Okay. So that you had the cinch here, a cinch strap. Are those two different things for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.